session. Winners. Good morning and welcome to Retromelo Eurovision. Hello, Harry.
Hello, Lennart. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
We're fine.
Oh, it's a lovely morning.
Yes, beautiful. Yes.
And we're eagerly waiting to find out which city will host Eurovision 2024 in Sweden.
Yes.
But no news of that yet, so we decided to look back in time.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do is we're going to go through the winners of Eurovision in the 1970s, from 1970 to 1979, and we will rank them according to our taste.
Yes.
So we have had a moment here where we have gone through all the songs and we have come to the conclusion together of how we rank them on a scale of 10 to 1.
Yes, we begin with the end.
We begin with the end
to
make it exciting.
Yes.
Okay, so let's start with the song that we think is number 10.
Yes. Burning trees, autumn leaves, a snowflake or two.
Okay, so in 10th place, we have placed Dana competing for Ireland in 1970 with All Kinds of Everything. Mm. And I should say, these 10 songs, the winners of 1970s, are all good songs.
Yeah.
It's very hard to rank them from worst to best.
Yeah, because we are all the winners.
We are all the winners, yeah, to say that. But this is, for me, this song is forgettable and boring, actually.
And predictable.
And predictable. Mm. So it's no wonder that we place it in 10th place.
No.
And somebody's got to be in the last place.
Yes.
You know, that's how it is.
And this time it was Dana.
Yes, this time it was Dana. Mm. So we're going to move on to number 9.
Yes. This is for me, say for you, this is for me. So long, honey, so long. Number 9, we have placed the United Kingdom with the group Brotherhood of Man, and they sang the song Save All Your Kisses for Me.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. And I think they sing quite well, but it's a little bit childish.
Yes.
And boring, I think, and repetitive. So I have placed it at 9th place.
Yes, we have. Then it's totally understandable. It's not something I would ever listen to. As you said, it's very repetitive and but cheerful, so I understand why you won.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go to number 8.
Let's do number 8.
Yeah.
In place number 8, we have Itzhak Cohen and the Alphabeta singing I wanna be.
Yeah.
This song is very cheerful and it's actually a little bit disco, so I really like it.
Yeah.
But in competition with the songs we have higher on this list, we had no option but to put it in this place. What do you think, Harry?
I think, like you do, that this was too much of a competition for
I Wanna Be. It's a rough competition.
It's a very rough.
And it's actually, you know, nitpicking.
Yeah.
But number 8 for Israel's first win.
Yeah, it's quite good. Anyway.
Yeah, it's quite good. And they'll have another song on this list, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go on with number 7.
Yes. Number 7, we have ranked Luxembourg 1972 with Vicky Leandros and the song Après Toi.
Yes.
And I think it's a very good song. I like it really much. But the competition is, as we say, tough.
Yes.
For the 70s.
Yes, and this category of songs, when there were a lot of, there were several songs in the 1970s that were a bit similar.
Yes.
So it doesn't stick out in this crowd of 10 songs, but it is a very beautiful song and she sings very good. So, of course,
well deserved place.
Yes, well deserved win in 1972.
Yes.
So let's see what we have at number 6.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in the sixth place, we have another song from Luxembourg. It's Anne-Marie David singing Tout est recontre in 1973. The only reason that this isn't higher on the list, because this, for me, this is also a very powerful song, but it's in a group of a whole lot of powerful ballad songs in French. So, yeah. It's number 6. What do you think, Harry?
I think, like you, this is a very good quality of a song and a great singer.
Yes.
So we must be pleased with the sixth place.
Yes. But I'm missing the pop. Let's see if we have a pop song at number 5.
Yes, I suspect we have.
I suspect we do. We'll see.
At fifth place, we have ranked Netherlands from 1975.
Yes.
With Teach In and the song Ding a Dong.
Yes.
And it's a real pleasant childhood memory, I think.
Yes.
I liked it. And it was the year after ABBA.
Yes, it was. Mm. Or the year after ABBA.
Yeah.
It was in Sweden.
In Sweden, yes.
After our first win. Yeah. This is so good. This is so good. And this is actually a song I listen to quite often.
Yes.
It's one of my favorite Eurovision songs ever, actually. Yeah. And it's still only at number 5.
Yeah.
So imagine the top 4.
Yeah. What will that be?
Yes. But it's a very good song, and it's so memorable and so happy and cheerful. And it's nice with a pop song after all the heavy ballads.
Yeah.
So let's see who we got at number 4.
Yes.
So in fourth place, we have placed Milk and Honey singing Hallelujah for Israel in 1979, the last year of the 70s. I have such double feelings about this song. It's really beautiful. It's amazing, but I'm bored with it. But still, it's at number 4, of course. It's unforgettable.
Yes, it's an evergreen, I think. And
yes.
It's very memorable. But I remember sitting and watching the competition in 1979. I had this and Spain as equal quality.
Yes.
But this one, and I'm happy for it now.
Yes, of course, of course. It's one of the true Eurovision classics.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so is the one we have at number 3, I think.
Yes.
Let's go there.
Don't mention the war.
No.
Place number 3, we have ranked Sweden with ABBA from 1974.
Yes.
And they sang about the war at Waterloo.
Yes.
And Napoleon.
Yes, they did.
And it's a great song. And as we say about Hallelujah, it's an evergreen.
Yes. It's a super classic song. And but the only reason why it's not at number 1, I think, is because it's not my favorite ABBA song.
Yeah.
It's a very, very, very good song. It's a classic. Mm. It's like so important, one of the biggest Eurovision winners ever, but the song in itself is kind of, I don't know, it's not super good for me. It's good, but I'm very tired of it as well, but of course
it's too much played, I think. And but imagine there are two better songs according to us
in the
70s.
Yes.
So what can it be, Lena?
What can it be?
Yes.
Let's see what we have at number 2.
Yes.
Okay, so placing as number 2 on our list of the top of the winners of Eurovision of the 1970s is Monaco, 1971, the artist is Severin singing "En banque, en ombre, en rouge."
Yeah.
And this is an amazing song.
Mm.
It's so powerful.
Yeah.
And for a guy like me that normally don't really have an affection for big ballads in French, this is one of the best ones.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There were many French ballads in the 70s.
Yes, yes.
They dominated somehow.
They did. They did. I think there are like four or five on this list.
It is.
And there's one to come as well.
Yes, I know.
Yes. Yeah, but they really did. Big ballads in French dominated the Eurovision.
Yes.
I think that pop started to come in with Brotherhood of Man, Ding a Dong, and ABBA, of course. Yeah. But there was a lot of French ballads.
Yeah.
Should we see what we have as number one?
Yes, I'm very interested in.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Number one in the 70s best songs from Eurovision, we have placed what else than a French ballad.
Yes, it is a French ballad.
Yeah.
Yes, and this is probably the one I think is the best.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And it's from France this time.
And it's from France, yes.
And with a singer, Marie Myriam, and a song, Louis et le Font.
Yes.
And this song is from 1977.
Yes.
And Lennart, this was a year I loved.
Yes, even though Sweden wound up in last place.
Yeah, I didn't care because all the songs 1977 was in my taste.
They were,
And this was the best that year.
It was very, very good. It was very, very good. It's and I especially like the beginning of the song when she's just singing like a cappella.
Yes.
Oh, so powerful, so powerful.
Yeah.
Such a great, great, great song.
Yes, and we can recommend people to listen more to this song.
They should, they should. Mm. It should be listened to a lot, and I think it has been as well.
Yes, I know.
Yes. Mm. So that was our top 10 of winners of the 1970s.
Yes.
Any comments?
Yes, I'm very pleased we have compromised so good with
this. Yes, we have. Yeah. And it's a very difficult task in a way because it's basically 10 good songs.
Yes.
So you really have to be nitpicky, as I said. And you have to, well, this one is a little better than this one.
Mm.
But I think that it was the thing that stood out when you look at the 1970s as a whole, at least when it comes to the winners, the big French ballads.
Yes.
They were dominating.
Yeah.
And every now and then a pop song sneaked in.
Yeah.
But we're going to go to the 1980s and there'll be a little more pop songs.
Yeah,
I think,
I know. Yeah.
Before we go all ethno in the 90s.
Yeah.
But that was that. And anything else, Harry?
Yes. Thank you for this time and I'll see you next time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you and goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.